Welcome. You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Audiobook News, read by Sarah, featuring Audiophile Magazine. And today we're going to start with fiction title reviews. The Wren, The Wren by Anne Enright, read by Anne Enright, Evie Duffin, Owen Rowe, and Liza Ross. Anne Enright, Evie Duffin, Owen Rowe, and Liza Ross perform Enright's latest novel. Duffin narrates the perspective of Nell, a 20-something, who is navigating the complexities of young love and desire. When she meets her new boyfriend's parents, they only want to talk about her grandfather, the famous Irish poet Phil McDarrah. Duffin beautifully captures the frustration and anxiety Nell feels towards her new romance. Enright performs the perspective of Nell's mother, Carmel, a woman who grew up in her famous father's shadow and never wanted that for Nell. Enright's narration imbues Carmel with warmth and resolve as she raises Nell as a single mother. Rowe and Ross provide additional voices for the poems and letters written by Carmel and Nell. It's available from Recorded Books, 7.5 hours long, unabridged. Library edition, digital download. ISBN 979-889-059-0879 for $24.99, also available as CD or MP3. Mr. Texas by Lawrence Wright, read by Stephen Weber, with a note read by Lawrence Wright. This scathing satire blows the lid off Texas politics, revealing the power that lobbyists have over politicians and how even the most well-intentioned can get caught in the meat grinder. Television and film actor Stephen Weber is pitch-perfect as struggling ranch owner Sonny Lamb, who finds himself in the spotlight after he rescues a girl and her horse from a fire. Influence peddler L.D. Sparks persuades Lamb to run for the Texas legislature, but after the victory, Lamb learns the true cost of Sparks' aid. Weber makes us love Lamb even as we watch him spiral into the abyss. Weber delivers the story with skill and wit, always from the hero's perspective. The work is a satire, but the political backbiting and dirty dealing sounds authentic. It's available from Random House Audio, 12.25 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-378-8387 for $22.50. Books on Tape has the library edition, digital download, ISBN 978-059-378-8394 for $95. Shark Heart, A Love Story, by Emily Habeck, read by Carissa Vacker, Sean Taylor Corbett, and Sunila Nankani. Narrators Carissa Vacker, Sean Taylor Corbett, and Sunila Nankani breathe life into Habeck's novel, creating a unique and deeply emotional listening experience. The story follows newlyweds Lewis and Wren as they grapple with love amid an extraordinary circumstance. Lewis undergoes a rare transformation, becoming a great white shark while retaining his human consciousness. Vacker immerses audiences in Wren's emotional depths, capturing her vulnerabilities with finesse, while Taylor Corbett expertly balances strength and vulnerability as he embodies Lewis's journey. Nankani adds depth by infusing supporting characters with life. Together, the trio's voices seamlessly weave Habeck's unconventional narrative, exploring themes of love, loss, and transformation. This captivating and unforgettable auditory adventure delves into complexities of the human heart. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio, 7.75 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-179-715-9522 for $19.99. Blackouts by Justin Torres, read by Torian Brackett and Ozzy Rodriguez. Torian Brackett and Ozzy Rodriguez offer a powerful performance of this 2023 National Book Award winner in which gay men muse over queer history and life. A young, unnamed man nurses an older, dying man named Juan. Before Juan can rest in peace, he wants to pass on his life's project, which is based on a 1930s book titled Sex Variants, A Study of Homosexual Patterns. One shares the story of queer researcher Jan Gay, and the young man recounts stories about his family and love life. Brackett's smooth, youthful tones convey the young man's emotions movingly. Rodriguez voices the older one, adding distinction with his mature voice and use of Spanish words. Author Torres delivers passages from Sex Variants throughout the audiobook. It's available from Macmillan Audio, 7 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition digital download, ISBN 978-1250910868 for 1999. Day by Michael Cunningham, read by Julianne Moore. Julianne Moore performs this pandemic novel told in three sections. Each section is set on April 5th of a different year. In 2019, we meet Isabel, her husband Dan, and her brother Robbie, who are all living together in New York City with Isabel and Dan's two children. Each section reveals more about the family members, weaving together the threads of their lives. Cunningham tells this family story in stream-of-consciousness prose, moving from mind to mind, revealing their innermost fears and desires. Moore's narration is engrossing and moves easily among different characters' points of view, giving each family member emotional depth and development. This moving family story will stay with listeners long after Moore has delivered the last word. It's available from Random House Audio, 6.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-0593821435 for $20. Books on Tape as a library edition, digital download, ISBN 978-0593821442 for $85.50. And next we're going to look at an interview with Shweta Thakra and Sunila Nankani on Into the Moon Garden. Audiophile spoke with author Shweta Thakra and narrator Sunila Nankani about Into the Moon Garden and their audiobook partnership. Audiophile, Shweta, tell us how you came to write the audio original story Into the Moon Garden.
Shweta Thakra, I'm a fantasy author through and through, and when I heard that Audible had been acquiring fantasy novellas, it seemed like a good time to try my hand at one. A novella is an interesting length, longer and more complex than a short story, but not so long that you have room to weave in a bunch of subplots, and one I'd always been curious about. So I pitched a tale about a scientist who might or might not have talked to the moon, a moon garden full of wish blossoms, and unresolved grief, and my editor, Jessica Almond-Galland, bought it. Working on this project was definitely its own experience. I knew I wanted to separate the sections of Rashmi's and Darsha's journey with global lunar mythology interludes, so I had to figure out how many I actually needed, research the mythology, and decide where to intersperse the interludes in a way that adds to the flow of the story. In addition, I had to cut a lot of the dialogue tags and even some of the description. My work is usually very lyrical and imagery-driven, intended to immerse the reader. I would normally incorporate because our voice actor would then step up and fill in that gap. For example, instead of me writing, Rashmi said frostily, Sunila performed it. And since I'd had Sunila in mind for the role from the beginning, I gave plenty of thought to how my words would sound performed by her and even how the plot would play out in audio while I honed the manuscript. It was indeed a challenge to balance all that. A fun one. Audiophile, you have worked with Sunila before on other audiobooks. What do you feel her performances bring to your audiobooks? And are you an audiobook listener?
Shweta Thakra, I actually got incredibly lucky in how I found Sunila. When it was time to record the audiobook for my first novel, Star Daughter, I was given 3 samples by voice actors to listen to and choose from. They were all good, but Sunila was far and away my favorite. Her narration, her intonation, her ability to do different voices while managing to sound magical. She was the one. And happily for us all, she said yes. I listened to her performance of the book once it was done, and it left me utterly enchanted, so of course I've been requesting her ever since. Fortunately for me so far, she's been available every time. As for how she does what she does, I'd say she has a knack for sinking into the characters, taking time to understand who they are, and then truly embodying them, making each one delightfully believable and fun to listen to. From her reviews I've seen, lots of other people agree. I definitely am an audiobook listener. Before I tried them, I never would have guessed how handy they are for devouring more books while cooking and washing the dishes and taking walks. Plus, having a book performed by a talented voice actor or cast brings the story to life in a different way, one that adds a new and immersive dimension I really like. Don't get me wrong, I will always love reading words on a page, but it's great to have the option of listening to those words too. Audiophile. Sunila, tell us a bit about working on Shweta's audiobooks. Sunila Nankani. Shweta has this incredible ability to create new worlds for her readers that are at once grounded in the familiar and wildly fantastical, which makes her stories both thrilling and utterly relatable. As a narrator, I love going on the adventure that is Shweta's writing. I have learned to expect the unexpected and know that there will always be some ethereal creatures that will be deeply enjoyable to perform. Into the Moon Garden has a different feel from her other books. It's a love story, a game, an exploration of family, and a study of a mythology of a moon, all in a novella. I had an amazing time as a narrator, working to illuminate each of those threads, as well as the moments in which those threads tangle. Audiophile, share some of your secrets about your narrating craft. Sunila Nankani, what a big question. Well, I'm a classically trained actor, so I approach books the way I would a script. All of my work is rooted in text, and I'm looking for clues. What does this character say about themselves? What do other characters say about them? How is the narrator shaping how this story is being told? What does this character want? How do they go about getting it? As I search for those things, gradually the world begins to shape itself in my mind. It's only after my prep of a script, making a character list with relevant info about each character, looking up pronunciations, taking copious notes, and imagining the world of a book, that I think about narrating style and character voices, since I want those things to be informed by all the work that came before. And even then, sometimes when I step into the studio a few days later, the book has been working on my subconscious, and some characters may sound slightly different than I originally thought they would, which is why I'm diligent about making samples for every character voice. I love to allow for spontaneity and play in my work in that way. Another place I like to do that is dialogue. In the interplay between the characters with a subtext, I just love working on dialogue. A big thank you to Paula Parker for inspiring my deep love and attention to it. Audiophile, is there anything else either of you would like to share about creating Into the Moon Garden? Shweta Thakrar, this was definitely a challenging but enjoyable project, and it was amazing to watch it grow from the vague seed in my head to the polished audiobook, complete with Rashmi's self-discovery, the video game structure of a moon garden and its wish blossoms, the lunar mythology, and of course the sound effects, dreamy music, and Sunila's gorgeous voice acting. I couldn't ask for a better partner than Sunila, and hope we get to keep working together for a long time. She really is the best. Sunila Nankani, I truly enjoyed the multifaceted nature of Into the Moon Garden. It was an exciting challenge to perform, as are all of Shweta's works. What a thrill it's been to be able to work with her. I can't wait to see what she comes up with next. And now for a review of Into the Moon Garden by Shweta Thakrar, read by Sunila Nankani and Rita Sharma. Narrators Sunila Nankani and Rita Sharma transport listeners to a magical moon garden where blossoms grant wishes. As a child, Rashmi believed her mother's stories of a mysterious moon garden, but failing to make her wish, Rashmi believes, could have resulted in her mother's death. Now her boyfriend, Darsh, has given Rashmi a rare chapbook that lures her back into the garden, where this time she answers the call and tries to right all her wrongs. Nankani's melodic and mesmerizing delivery will make listeners feel the pain of Rashmi's past and her hope for the future. Sharma recounts captivating myths from various cultures that connect with the moon garden. The audio enhancements will have the listener entranced from start to finish. It's available from Audible, 4.25 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download for $24.95. And now for some mystery and suspense titles. Everyone on This Train is a Suspect by Benjamin Stevenson, read by Barton Welch and Megan Smart. Barton Welch brings the perfect narrative touches to this mystery set on a train ride through Australia. The Aussie-accented performance adds a comedic touch to the presentation without overdoing it, keeping a fine balance throughout. Ernest Cunningham is on the train to participate in a crime-writing festival. There are backbiting and jealousies among the attendees, and then someone dies. Welch, who narrates the bulk of the book, speaks directly to listeners as he lays out the rules of fair play mystery solving along with a number of clues. He delivers dialogue well, capturing the egos and insecurities of all those aboard. Narrator Megan Smart, as Cunningham's significant other, Juliet, handles the epilogue. It's a nice touch to wrap up a fun, clever listen. It's available from Harper Audio, 8.5 hours long, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, ISBN 978-006-327-9100 for $24.99. Cobra Pose, Yoga Mat Mysteries, Book 2, by Susan Rogers and John Rusin, read by Rupert Degas. Rupert Degas showcases his talents in this Australian mystery involving cyber-terrorism, kidnapping, and romance. At the same time that yoga instructor Elena Williams' father vanishes, sadistic dark hat hackers set out to bring down global banking. Luckily, Elena's heartthrob, Rick, a photojournalist, seems to do more than take pictures during his international travels. The pair work together to get to the bottom of a plot. There are fine descriptive passages, suspense, and ample cyberspeak in this story. Degas shows his vocal reach by portraying Balkan terrorists, a cast of distinctively rendered Aussie agents, and the odd Brit and Yank. Listeners will appreciate his accents, pacing, facility with emotions, and overall competence in this techno-thriller. It's available from G-EMSPTY Limited, PSLLC, at a length of 10 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download for $19.95. Murder at the Royal Albert, Daniel Jacobus, Book 8, by Gerald Elias, read by Alison Larkin. Alison Larkin's crystalline voice adds verve to Gerald Elias's eighth mystery, featuring Daniel Jacobus, who is blind. Elias, who is a violinist and composer as well as a writer, clearly adores classical music and finds its adherents wonderful and quirky. Larkin's expressive narration lets the eccentricity shine in this tale about a musician's death in the midst of Mahler's Sixth Symphony. Jacobus and his musical companions, Yumi Shinagawa and Nathaniel Williams, partner and spar with an overbearing Scotland Yard detective as they try to discover why anyone would kill a sweet-tempered young violinist. Larkin's attentive pacing highlights the book's wit, and her characterizations leave one grinning. Occasional musical interludes round out the atmosphere, making for an altogether delightful listen. It's available from Alison Larkin Presents, 9.25 hours long, unabridged, trade edition, digital download for $19.95. Murder by Degrees by Ritu Mukherjee, read by Gabra Zachman. Add Dr. Lydia Weston, who is featured in this well-narrated historical mystery, to your list of strong female protagonists. Gabra Zachman does an excellent job delineating the various characters by using tone, pitch, and accents. She excels in particular at the challenging job of depicting both male and female characters. Zachman's versatility allows listeners to become absorbed in the twists and turns of the plot. Set in 1875 at a women's medical college, this debut novel from Ritu Mukherjee contains detailed postmortems whose vividness disqualifies this as a cozy, but those who enjoy police procedurals and historical medicine will find it engaging and well-researched. The well-crafted characters are beautifully voiced by Zachman. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio, 8 hours long, unabridged. Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-179-716-4519 for $19.99.
And let's finish with some young adult titles. And Don't Look Back by Rebecca Barrow, read by Jade Wheeler and Kimberly Woods. Jade Wheeler and Kimberly Woods narrate this twisty young adult mystery about a teen girl who is on the run with her mother. The mother is, at times, the picture of maternal love, and at other times, the opposite. She can't stand the physical touch of her own daughter, Harlow. Wheeler gives listeners a vivid portrayal of this fractured mother-daughter relationship full of secrets. Her adept characterizations add to the sense of mystery, and her emotional pitch is sure to keep listeners engaged. Kimberly Woods' portrayal of Harlow is spot on. Her soft but cocky voice reflects the apathetic attitude of the edible-eating teen with precision. Wheeler and Woods complement each other in a novel in which truth is inconstant. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio, 9.5 hours long, unabridged. Recommended for ages 14 and up. Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-179-716-6957 for $19.99. Res Bull by Byron Graves, read by Jesse Nobess. Jesse Nobess establishes a determined voice for high school sophomore Trey Brunn. After losing his older brother, a basketball star, he finds his own passion for the game. Nobess captures Trey's emotions as he pushes himself to reach his maximum potential on the court, first at tryouts and eventually at the Minnesota State Championship. Trey feels pressure to succeed, not only for himself, but also for his family and his Ojibwe community. Listeners, especially sports enthusiasts, will cheer Trey on through the tumultuous and unforgettable basketball season as he and his fellow Red Lake Warriors strive to make history at a time when the stakes could not be higher. It's available from Harper Audio, 8.25 hours unabridged, recommended for ages 12 and up. Trade Edition Digital Download, ISBN 978-006-316-0408 for $27.99. The Chalice of the Gods, Percy Jackson and the Olympians, Book 6, by Rick Riordan, read by Jesse Bernstein. More than 10 years have passed since listeners first adventured with Percy Jackson and the Olympians. Narrator Jesse Bernstein doesn't disappoint as he returns in this 6th installment. Percy is just trying to get through his senior year without incident, but if he wants to attend college, he must complete 3 quests to obtain the required reference letters from Mount Olympus. There's no world-saving action as before, but Bernstein wonderfully captures Percy's excitement and sarcastic humor. Some listeners might find Bernstein's voice a bit adenoidal for their liking, particularly as he portrays the cheerful but nervous Grover, or the ambitious and intelligent Annabeth, who also returns. Listeners will enjoy this delightful reunion with its mix of nostalgia, romance, adventure, and humor. It's available from Disney Hyperion, 7 hours long, unabridged, recommended for ages 12 and up. Trade Edition, digital download for $17.49. Godly Heathens, The Ouroboros, Book 1, by H.E. Edgman, read by Avi Roque. Avi Roque is the perfect narrator for this queer young adult fantasy. Jem is a non-binary teen just trying to survive high school in Gracie, Georgia. Their life is upended when a new girl explains that the nightmares they've been having are memories and that they're the reincarnation of an ancient god, one of many who fled their home world long ago. Chaos and adventure ensue. The novel hits all the expected beats of a young adult fantasy, and Roque infuses it with even more life and drama. Their energetic voice is full of the bewilderment, excitement, and trepidation Jem feels. Their fluid shifts between character voices and quick pacing will keep listeners engaged. Fans of queer fantasy, found family, and stories of hidden magic will not be disappointed. It's available from Macmillan Audio, 13.75 hours unabridged, recommended for ages 14 and up.
Trade Edition, Digital Download, ISBN 978-125-029-0489 for $26.99. And that's it for me. Thank you for joining us for Audiobook News, read by Sarah.
You're listening to AfterSight.
Attention residents of Boulder County, Colorado. Boulder County Public Health is issuing a warning and urging everyone to exercise caution due to a significant increase in suspected drug overdoses. Reports from the City of Boulder Police Department have raised concerns, and it's essential to be prepared. Here are some vital facts. Leading cause of death. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, drug overdoses are the primary cause of death for Americans over 50 years old. Opioid crisis. The opioid crisis, declared a national emergency, continues to contribute to the rising death rate. Fatal fentanyl overdoses. Recent data from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, CDPHE, shows a nearly 70% increase in fatal fentanyl overdoses from 2020 to 2021, with over 900 deaths reported in 2021. Local impact. Boulder County residents have experienced a 100% increase in fentanyl-related emergency department visits compared to the previous year. For more information and resources on overdose prevention, visit boco.org/overdose-prevention. To learn how to safely dispose of drugs, consult the Works program. If you need guidance or support, reach out to Georgia Babatsikos, a harm reduction specialist, at 303-441-1100. Remember, your safety matters. Stay informed, take precautions, and let's work together to prevent drug overdoses in our community.
If you or a loved one have concerns about memory loss or other unexplained changes in behavior, getting an expert opinion from your family doctor is an important first step in understanding how to proceed. Medicare offers a free annual wellness visit for those 65 and older, where patients can request a brain health assessment. If you don't see your family physician frequently, they may not know you well enough to determine if you are experiencing cognitive changes. To help, the Alzheimer's Association has developed a list of 5 questions that individuals or family members can ask their doctor to help ensure that the visit is productive and patients get proper direction. Number 1, do I have any medical conditions that could increase my risk for developing Alzheimer's disease or another form of dementia? Number 2, am I taking any medications that could be causing memory or cognitive related symptoms? Number 3, what tests could you perform that might rule out Alzheimer's or dementia as a diagnosis? Number 4, are you aware of my family history, particularly among immediate family, such as grandparents, parents, siblings, related to Alzheimer's or dementia? Number 5, should I be concerned about X, Y, and Z? Explain any changes in memory, focus, thinking, or mood. The Alzheimer's Association is here to help families prepare for and cope for such extraordinary circumstances. For more information, visit www.alz.org or call the Association's free helpline, staffed by trained professionals around the clock, at 1-800-272-3900.
Did you know you can order your credit report in Braille, large print, or audio from annualcreditreport.com? Just call 1-877-332-8228. That number again is 1-877-332-8228.